So I just kept pulling at it, and next thing you knew, I'm a eunuch.
Wow. Oh, hey, I didn't see you there. Welcome to Not Now Podcast.
Welcome in.
Yeah, you know, you're a little bit late, but that's fine.
Yeah, that's if we wanted you to show up fashionably late.
Yeah.
That was the most important part.
I mean, when you think about it, no one's ever on time for anything. That's why we call it Not Now.
Yeah, except for the guy who invented the clock.
Yeah.
He was always on time.
He's a son of a bitch, though.
Yeah, he is.
Nobody likes him.
Nope. And that's why they banished him.
Yeah, because you always...
the land of make-believe.
I don't know about you, Brian, but I always tell my guests to show up at, like, 3 a.m., and then I expect them there at, like, 6 p.m.
Yeah, and you know what? If they show up early, before 6 p.m., they're stealing from you.
Yeah.
They're really just robbing you.
That's my prep time to make sure things are enjoyable for them.
Yeah, and if they're robbing you, they're probably burglars.
Yeah.
Oh! That brings us around to our topics today.
Our topics.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tropical topics.
Oh, okay. I forgot what we were doing.
So, from the beaches of Waikiki, first we have up Miss Burglar. That's the first topic today. She has a wonderful way about her. Her smile is gleaming, as you can note. And her smile cleans things. In her spare time, this Miss Burglar Waikiki likes to... I lost track of what I was saying. Likes to play tennis and also rugby.
Sometimes Scrabble.
Her hobbies include woodworking, wood massaging, and wood lacquering.
Oh, also welding. Also teaching youth to shoot fireworks.
All the wonderful things about Miss Waikiki. And she's
her
a burglar.
Burglary.
Yeah. So, anyways, one of our topics is burglar. And if you're following along...
We have two topics.
Yeah, so there's a second one, which is... I think I could do it best if I were to say that our second topic is really kind of amazing. Wouldn't you, Kyle?
I would say that it's, you know, very grand. You know, like the 1920s sort of, like, grandiose vibe that you get from them.
I would say that it's almost royal.
Oh.
And it's above the rest.
Well, in that situation, I would say that it's very regal. You know, like a sort of Renaissance feel to it.
I don't know. I think it has more of a complete domination, like you know, aliens from outer space conquering all civilizations and life forms.
And at the same time, it sort of has a complete oneness with the universe, like a very Buddha vibe.
Fine, fuck it, you win.
Okay.
Our second topic is one-up.
Yeah, our one-upmanship.
Where we continually one-up, you will notice that we never two-up each other.
Yeah.
It's always a one-up.
We can't seven-up.
Nope.
That's plagiarism.
Yeah, and they also are not a sponsor. Hey, seven-up.
Hey, 7-Up.
I hate your soda, but you should sponsor us.
7-Up what?
Yeah.
7-what? Up.
What's up?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Tell us what your soda means, and then sponsor us, and we'll tell everyone else.
That way people aren't confused anymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are our two topics. We've got 1-Up, and we've got burglars.
Burglars.
And you can try to 1-Up a burglar, but it just doesn't work.
Oh, you could burgle them before they burgle you.
Oh, yeah, steal their shit, and then they come in and steal their shit back, and they think they're getting your shit.
Yeah, like, they have, like, a burglar hoard, like every burglar does. Like, you know, just, like, buried in their sedan trunk.
Or, like, in a cove that's only accessible when the tide is low.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
oh, wait,
yeah.
That's pirates.
Well, no, like, a burglar is kind of like a pirate.
They're sea burglars.
Yeah, they're sea burglars. All right, so are we talking about sea burglars or land burglars?
Any kind of burglar.
What about a veggie burglar?
Yeah, a veggie burglar would work. Maybe like a portobello burglar.
Oh, are there like fast burglars?
Yeah, there's fast burglars. Those ones are kind of like, they're more just stealing straw wrappers.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah.
they're
running in, stealing the one sock that you're missing from your laundry.
Yeah, they're kind of a lower tier.
Yeah.
But, we could go for the Royale burglar that they sell with cheese.
We could go the OTT.
Oh, yeah, we could go find the OTT. That's a good burgling. Yeah, you can get a big...
Oh, we could be burglars.
We could be hamburglars.
We
could steal people's
Christmas
hams.
Oh.
Either way.
We do that all the time. Every time. You realize there's like, at some point throughout like the season, there's like a moment where we're both like, oh, and then we just both laugh.
Because we say, oh, at the same time.
Yeah, we had like different ideas, and then we said, oh, that's not what I was thinking, and then we both laugh at the other person's ideas.
It's because we're hamburglars.
Oh, I thought you were saying it's because we're hammered.
I'm not hammered yet. I'm getting there.
Yeah, I'm getting there. You got to be a nail before you get hammered.
Yeah, and you got to be a board before you get nailed.
Yeah. I mean, you could try and be a screw and get hammered, but you can just grow screw yourself.
Have you ever seen those screws? Aren't there screws that you're supposed to hammer first before you screw?
I think you're thinking of like the...
They're like multi-step screws.
Yeah, there's like ones that you hammer... All right, you drill in the wall.
Oh, and then you hammer.
And then you put this plastic bit in.
Oh, that's a drywall screw.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then you put the screw in the drywall screw, and the drywall screw splits and forms like an anchor, and their screw does nothing. So I don't know. Your screw is attached to nothing. I don't know what's the purpose of it. You're
screwed out of that deal.
Yeah.
The drywall screws.
Yeah, maybe. They should just make it monkey functional.
Have you seen the Hercules hook?
Oh, yeah. Like the one that Bob Dylan. No.
What a crock of shit that thing is.
Billy Hercules Mays. Hook. Yeah. Oh, that's a crock of shit?
Yeah.
I thought it was supposed to like dip into your wall and like pop out and like anchor it.
It has no physical
resemblance to Hercules.
Yeah. Fuck him.
Fuck him. Where's his hair?
Yeah. Where's his bulging muscles?
Where's his ding dong?
Where's his little pleated skirt that's for armor?
Yeah. Yeah. Where's his toga? I saw it. Zero to hero.
You know? Zero to hero. He's our hero. Here's a hook.
Here's a hook.
Now, I guess that song did have a hook.
Yeah, that song did have a hook, but I don't know if Hercules had a hook.
Yeah, shouldn't it be made out of like clay, porcelain, yeah, or something? What do they use?
It should wear sandals.
Oh, yeah. Billy Mays in sandals. God, I don't want to see his hairy ass feet.
Yeah. He was like the flip chop. Chop your food while you're flip flopping around. This is my dinner later.
Chop salad. Man, I'm not a fan of chop salad.
Chop salad?
Yeah.
I thought it was like chef's salad.
No, they have chop salad.
What the hell is a chop? Just everything is chopped to bits?
Chopped up salad, yeah.
Why?
Because it's more like a slaw.
What?
Like, it fits in better.
What is the
purpose
of that?
If you're going to put, like, nuts and stuff in your salad, it's frustrating because they always, like, fall to the bottom. They never intermingle correctly.
Don't put nuts in your salad.
Nuts in salad is great. Have you ever had nuts in salad? Or quinoa in salad?
No.
Or edamame? Toasted edamame?
I've never toasted my mommy.
Toast to you, mommy. No, edamame. Just
held up my toes to her.
That Ted Allen guy on Chopped, he says edamame all the time.
Edamame.
Yeah, it's like his dog's name.
Oh, didn't know that. Ted Allen is a host.
Is he?
Yeah.
I think Aaron Sanchez runs that every time he's there.
Oh, no. Why?
Because Aaron Sanchez is very authoritative. Or that guy who knows everything about pasta.
But, I mean... Like, okay, just because somebody's authoritative, or those are the judges.
Yeah, but he's just like, well, I guess he hosts it, but I don't know. I never believe anything he says.
He's like the MC.
Ah, I guess so. Mic control, Ted.
Yeah, mic control, Ted.
I just feel like, what does he know anything about cooking? Why is he there?
I don't know. He used I didn't know this until somebody had pointed it out to me. Apparently, he used to be on Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Oh, which one was he?
He was the one who taught them how to cook.
Oh. I never watched that show.
I did. I thought it was a Home
Shopping Network
thing. No, I didn't know, but apparently he was a celebrity before that.
You know, Ted Allen's pretty good, but I like Alton Brown way better.
Oh my god, Alton Brown is like the man.
Yeah, he is.
He's like, I want Alton Brown for my grandpa.
I never know if Alton Brown is going to cook me a delicious meal or try and kill me. Like, it's always, he gets like super crazy out of nowhere.
Yeah, but he's like gets super scientific about the food too.
Yeah, he's like, and you can use this to make bombs.
Yes. If you want to learn how to make a bomb,
start with tear gas. That's the easiest bomb to make. Chop a bunch of onions, throw them in a jar, then throw them at people you hate.
Yeah.
Tear gas,
easy. Do you want to make something explosive? Put a bunch of X-Lax in a container. Fill it up with Mentos, throw them out the window.
Feed a hibernating bear Indian food for 3 weeks straight.
Yeah, he'll figure it out.
Explosive.
Nothing for you to do there. Just sit and wait. Wait for the magic to happen. Lure your enemies close with a nice, like...
catapult.
A $5 bill on the end of a string. Just keep pulling it through the bear cave. Eventually, they'll get there. And that's how you get them. You get them back, those fuckers. They betrayed you. Don't forget that.
You know what might be even more effective than a $5 bill? Like a unscratched lottery ticket? Like a scratch ticket?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people are like, I gotta know. It's gotta be in this bear cave for a reason. It's a sign.
You know what might be even more effective? Their car keys. get their car. They gotta get them back.
And that way, they're in a dark cave. They can just listen for it.
Yeah, hit listen it. For the keys jingle. Where are my keys? Why do they keep running away on me? Oh, no, the panic button. The neighbors are going to be pissed.
Panic button. Oh.
On your car keys.
Yeah. I was just like, inside a bear cave? What are they panicking from?
Why is it a panic button?
Because you're panicked. Although the only time I've ever hit it is by accident.
Yeah, and it causes, I guess it's because it causes you panic. Because you're like, whose car is that? Is it mine? Maybe. I just recently purchased a car. And I haven't
honked. It's a Lamborghini Gallant.
Yeah, it's a Lamborghini Chevy. And I haven't heard the horn yet. And every time I hear like a car alarm go off, I'm not sure if it's me.
One time I was just, I didn't know I had my keys in my pocket. And I was like going outside for a smoke and I sat down.
Oh, you don't smoke?
Yeah, I don't smoke. Just crystal meth. But... I sat down and I put my elbows on my lap like I do forcefully because I like to pretend like, yeah.
like your body slamming somebody.
Yeah, and it's myself. And I look at myself and I'm like, I really did a good job there body slamming myself. But
look at the red marks on your knees.
That happens when I poop. Yeah. but anyways, so I sat down and I didn't realize my keys were in my pocket. And my significant other, Mrs. Claus, came out and she was like,
oh, you're Santa.
She was like, where the hell are your keys? And I was just like, why? And she said, your car alarm's been going off for like fucking 10 minutes. And it's like, I thought that was someone else's car alarm.
I was like, that bastard.
Yeah, man, that guy really better shut that fucking thing
down. Man, and it's like midnight.
What a douchebag.
Yeah, that's like the bitch of a car alarm.
I was the douchebag.
Yeah, you never know when it's you.
Unless someone tells you. Like, yeah. Mrs. Claus.
If Mrs. Claus swoops in, you know she's here to tell you that you're being a douchebag.
Yeah. And you get no gifts.
No gifts.
But you can have cookies.
Yeah. It's kind of like a cookie burglar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much what Santa does.
Yeah, he does. He comes in and he burglars your cookies.
I mean, he leaves stuff behind. I mean, just like his shit. That like he's like, oh, these fucking elves won't stop making things. I got to drop them off somehow.
Oh, yeah, so if we're doing burglars, we'll just talk about different types of burglars, encounters we've had with burglars, our favorite types of burglars.
Oh, yeah, like caught in the middle of a burglary, or I guess we could even do burglary sentences if we want to get to that.
Oh, yeah. And if we're doing one-up, then we will just have either normal conversations, and somewhere throughout we will one-up each other.
Oh, yeah.
Or we'll be like, you know what my favorite thing is? My favorite thing is this. And then I'll be like, yeah, that thing is pretty good, but it's not as great as this.
Oh, maybe we could, like, start out as small as possible.
Yeah, like a small rock.
Yeah, like, one time I found a penny in the dryer. Really? Yeah. Well.
I found a nickel in my mouth.
Really? Well, I found a folded up dollar bill.
Yeah.
Inside the moon.
Well. That's pretty interesting, but there was a meteor that came down, and it was hurtling through space, coming through the, the
ozone layer.
No, well,
atmosphere.
It came from the Kepler belt or whatever. Oh, yeah. And so it was hurtling down, and it stopped, like, 5 feet from the ground, and I was like, die, space meteor! And I hit it with a pickaxe, and out came... $100 bill, crisp $100 bill, one of the new ones with the holographic strip and a Cokey Ben on it.
Oh, a Cokey Ben, you say?
Yeah, Old Saint Dick.
No, wait, we can't do this. This is episode stuff. You always say we're not supposed to do this.
Oh yeah, shit. Whoops, I got lost.
You got caught up in the one up.
I got trapped in my own trap.
Yeah, that's the problem with one upping. It gets very competitive.
Yeah, and you're like, I'm gonna be better.
That's me. I gotta be best.
I got red marks on my knees from pooping. I'm gonna be better.
Yeah, well, your meteor shit. Guess what? I opened up a hot dog and I got a fortune.
What kind of fortune? Was it a good one?
Oh, you betcha. It said, you're best. You're best. A dog what? In it.
Okay. Just, I was like, is that it?
You're best.
You're best. Your best.
Your best. It just said that over and over. It was really like I had to unfold it like a scroll.
It was a scroll dog.
Yeah, it was a scroll dog. I was really disappointed at the quantity of meat because I was very hungry. I just had this hollow shell of a hot dog.
Just the skin.
Yeah.
The casing.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? Who the fuck put a scroll in? You smoked this?
Oh, I had chocolate for the first time today in a long time.
Oh, yeah?
Like a chocolate bar.
Wow. Yeah. When were you eating, when did you eat a chocolate bar? I was with you virtually all day. Snuck off to go buy chocolate bars?
I bought one chocolate bar when I was buying my crystal meth, and I took two bites of it, like the two little squares.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, damn, that's sweet. I gotta stop.
I gotta stop or I'm gonna be too hyper.
No, it just was like really, it almost hurt my teeth. It was so sweet.
Oh, I was thinking about buying chocolate today and then I was like, I'm strong.
I'll buy dark chocolate.
I did do that. Not today, but the other day. I was like, ooh, dark chocolate is just like so bitter.
Yeah, and it's nice.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You've heard enough about our chocolate rants.
Okay. So, are we gonna pick? Do we gotta pick a person?
Oh wait, no. We do that after in the real episode.
No, we do that in the warm up.
No.
Or appetizer. Yeah.
Nope.
Are you high?
Oh, I thought you were talking about a topic and you just misspoke.
Oh no. We gotta pick a person.
Pick a person. You do first name.
Didn't I? Oh no, you did Jippers last time, right?
Yep, I did.
Howie.
Okay, Howie Shepard.
Howie Shepard. And the start of his social security number is 151.
Eight. Whoops. I said eight.
Eight,
but
whoops.
I said eight, but I wrote two, and that would have fucked us over. 8-2.
Okay. So 151-82, 2814. 151-82. 2814?
Yep.
Okay, so his name is Howie Whoops. No.
Howie Bornstein?
No. What did you say his last name was?
It was Howie Tikajama.
Damn you. Just tell me his last name.
No, you gotta get it. It's part of the trath.
Howie Burns?
No. Howie Bornstein?
No. Howie...
Longstein.
It wasn't even that long.
Wait, what was my name from the other one?
Jippers.
No.
Frankfurt.
You were Henry Turtle Soup or something.
Oh, I was.
Oh, Henry Chesney.
No, Barry Chesney was my client.
Yeah, it was.
My name was Henry Clumps.
Oh, yeah.
Rodney Clumps.
Oh, yeah. Rodney Clumps of Turtle Soup. That's what it was. Okay, anyways.
Howie.
Bornstein.
Bornstein?
No.
Would you just tell me his fucking last name?
I'll give you hints.
151-82-2815? 14.
Yep, you got it.
151-82-2814.
Yep, and that number backwards is?
151-82-4814.
Nope, 2814, sorry. 2814.
Oh, 2814 would be 1482.
Nope. Say it forward again.
151-82-2814 would be 41-28-82-151.
Nope, did it backwards.
What?
You did 2882 instead of 8228. Yep.
Okay.
That's tricky there.
Yeah, I shouldn't have done that.
Okay, so you can make a pie. You can herd things.
Howie Shepherd.
Yep.
Damn it.
Howie Bornstein.
Yeah, why would you keep throwing me off like that?
I don't know. It was fun. And then I realized Howie Bornstein is a great fucking name.
Your damn one-upmanship.
Howie Bornstein is a great fucking name. I'm going to make a calendar. Calendar.
A calendar. Every page is a different Howie. This is a Howie New Year.
A Howie birthday?
Yeah. I mean, does anybody name their kid Howard anymore? Are there any more Howies roaming this earth as, like, youth?
Probably.
All right. If you're out there and you have a Howard who is a child, email us. Just to let us know that they exist.
Yeah.
I'm curious now.
I don't want to know about your children.
I just want to know if you have a grandpa. Okay. Well, no, I'm sure there's people named Howard who are an adult or a grandpa.
Specifically a grandpa between the ages of 80 and 85. Yeah. We want one.
People born between the, I would say, the probably the latest for a Howard would be like 1970s. I don't think there's probably any Howards after that. They probably moved on to be Ronalds.
Yeah. Any? Ronald Howard.
Yeah. Ron Howard. Wait, isn't that a person?
I don't know. Probably.
Is Howard also a last name?
Yeah.
Howard.
Man.
I don't know what that means.
It sounds Howard.
So, how hard is it to understand Howard?
How hard is it?
You tell us, listeners.
Yeah, tell us, email us, send us messages through the magical...
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pause everything. I just had like a thing that I don't know if we've done yet.
What's that?
We had the potential to apparently be liked or commented on wherever we're releasing these episodes.
Nope. Can't do that. Stay off of our comment section.
It would help.
Yeah, maybe it would.
It would help our downloads.
All right. Help. Help us out.
Help us out. Lend us your fists.
Yeah. Contact 7up.
All right. Just position your mouse over the like or comment button and then punch it.
With your fist.
Yeah. Give us a fist.
Fist bump.
Show us how strong you are. One up us in your strength.
Yeah, it's really like one of those punch machines.
Yeah.
But thank you.
Yeah, get a big hammer. Take about 3 or 4 steps back. Slam it onto your laptop or computer or mouse or iDevice.
Brought it back to hammers, huh?
You said punch machine. Wait, what when we were talking about hammers? Howard?
No.
Howard hammered.
No, when we're talking about hammering nails and screws and shit.
Oh, yeah. We did talk about that.
I don't know why.
Wow.
We did.
All right. Jehovah's Witnesses.